Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. The playing field just is not level for everyone when it comes to accessing venture capital investment. Lise Birakandavi wanted to help address this issue by making it more level, a little bit more level, in particular for Black founders to get funding. She is the managing partner and co-founder of BKR Capital, a venture capital fund that invests in Black-led companies. She was also named a 2023 Changemaker by Report on Business magazine. Hello there, Lise.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Why did you decide to start BKR Capital? What is the problem you are trying to solve?
Well, for me, there was a real disconnect between the perception that exists, you know, with respect to the Black community and the talent and brilliance I would see around me. And that's really all around the world. I grew up, you know, around incredibly talented people. And for me, it was more than just service to the Black community. It was also service to our community as a whole. If you have a portion of entrepreneurs who have the talent to create amazing innovation that would serve everyone, but are overlooked because we don't see enough example of success for that face, right? There's always a bit of bias in investment and you're trying to do pattern matching, then we're all losing from that, to be honest. So we saw myself and Isaac Olawolafe saw in this a great opportunity from an investment perspective, but also a great opportunity for sustainable change, because when you use forces of private market to uplift the population, you know that this will be something that doesn't stop there, right?
How far back in the gestation of an idea, in the creation of a founder, does the, I'm going to use air quotes here, the problem go? And I ask because if you've got people in the room who are ready, set to go with these genius ideas, that's one thing, they're ready to go. But when we think about the systemic barriers for BIPOC Canadians, they really can go back multiple generations.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's definitely, other types of support that needs to be brought for the overall population. But something that we have to understand is that there is a lot of diversity within the Black population itself, right? So you have communities that have been oppressed for a longer time and that do need to see role models that look like them to understand how they can thrive and, you know, understand the possibilities that is in front of them. But then you have other communities that have had those examples of success. I would say maybe the more recent immigrations, whether it's from the Caribbean or it's from the African continent, and you know, generations of entrepreneurs who want to also keep on building and have this capability. So there's different problems depending on the background of the entrepreneurs you're speaking with. So by investing in those gems that we find, we basically solve a lot of these issues, because then we shine lights on role models from the Black communities. And then you create this understanding from others that, okay, yes, we can do that. And here are the tools that exist that support us in doing that as well.
The phrase venture capital fund sounds ruthless. It sounds really like focused on the numbers and you are hoping to discover the next Facebook or whatever. How do you toggle between your deeply felt commitment to make a difference for this community in particular with a return on investment that the air quotes typical VC fund would be perhaps exclusively about?
Now, for me, it's one and the same, right? So basically, we're looking at founders that are talented and promising from the Black community. So we're looking at the opportunities with the same lens. The goal is to generate outsized financial return in a place where nobody else is looking at, right? So that's the same thing for every venture capital firm. Let's say you have a firm that's focused on fintech. What they will say is that I have this ability to find the best companies in the fintech space that will generate outsized returns. And we're saying we have the ability to find the best Black founders, the ones that have been overlooked by everyone, but that really have this opportunity to be the next Facebook, right? So it's exactly the same principle.
Now, within the VC fund world, you get mentors, you get advisors. Those advisories might sit on an advisory board. I can imagine that in your context, there's a more holistic view of the support you could provide to founders of Black-led companies. Tell us about that.
Again, I think it's pretty much the same, right? We're looking for mentors, for doers who have done the same thing, to provide them the typical support any venture capital firm we want to basically provide as support to the portfolio companies. I think that's something that is probably unique with us, is the deeper relationship that can be built as well, with this understanding of, I guess, sometimes the invisible things that the rest of the society does not see that we have to face as a Black community. It's sometimes hard to communicate, and we don't necessarily have that issue. There's also a few other, I would not necessarily, you know, see it as, you know, part of the value addition piece that you're referring to, but a few other ways of connecting with our founders that is very specific to us. There's, you know, a few companies that are solving specific issues that have a large total addressable market, but that are sometimes less understood by mainstream VC. And the fact that they don't necessarily have to understand the root of the problem that they're trying to solve when they speak to us really creates that connection from the get-go, right? But generally, it's the same type of processes.
Have you noticed that the companies that you're investing in cluster around a sector or a geography or a psychographic, or is it really like everything all at once?
Everything all at once. We've seen everything. We've seen deep tech. We've seen fintech. There's a lot in the creative industry, in the sports and arts. We've seen biotech. It's been really interesting and really fascinating to see the diversity in terms of founders that we've been speaking with. And one of the pushback I think that we've received when we were fundraising for this fund was this belief that we probably would have a pipeline issue. And since we started less than 2 years ago, you know, we're focused on technology, on Black founders in Canada, and we've seen nearly 800 decks to date.
Wow.
Yes. So that there's a lot of people doing amazing things. You know, obviously not all the companies would be qualified, and we're extremely selective. We're investing, our target investment number is 18, right? So we'll have 18 portfolio companies by the end of our investment period. And right now we're pretty much halfway, about to close our ninth transaction. So it's been a good journey, to be honest. And we've been very, very impressed by the level of quality of the businesses we have, you know, spoken with.
Who is providing the capital that you're then able to deploy to invest in these companies?
It's 85% institutions. We have a few family offices, and we have also one foundation. So that's what makes us, I guess, special from that perspective. It was very surprising in 2021 when we were told that we were the first Black-led team in the VC space that has been receiving institutional dollars. And we are looking to help support the creation of, you know, many more diverse fund managers, because I think it's a richness for the ecosystem to have diverse perspective, diverse points of view. And we hope to be, you know, we're the first, but we hope not to be the last.
How do you go about choosing the companies that you invest in? I mean, we've seen Dragon's Den, so we know the TV version of this. I'm sure it is not like that in so many ways. How do you choose?
Well, we go through a due diligence process. First of all, for us, especially at the stage in which we invest mainly at the pre-seed and seed stage. Seed being, you know, really our sweet spot. It's about understanding who we are backing. The entrepreneur is the number one factor in this. There was a lot of, I think, attractiveness of the entrepreneurial space at some point, especially in 2021, where a lot of people wanted to do what they dreamt of without necessarily understanding what it takes to be an entrepreneur. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world. So really partnering with people who have the understanding of what it is and have the grit and, you know, have showcased that they are resilient. People who understand who they're selling to, understand the problem at its core. We go through a due diligence process where we speak with everyone. We speak with the advisors, the team, some customers, We look at data that the company has to provide to create our investment memo. And that's what we use to basically assess our participation in the round. And then we position ourselves as partners for growth, really trying to see how we can add the most value to the portfolio company that we chose.
So fascinating. Just before we go here, I want to hear about your fellowship program. You have a fellowship program.
Yes, yes. And that's part of our purpose, right? So the way we're thinking about it is that if we're trying to create change to our activities in a sustainable way, it's about first, you know, sharing our pipeline with other VC funds. A lot of VC funds say we don't see the Black entrepreneurs. We obviously see a lot of them. So we share our pipeline and create co-investment opportunities to create opportunities for others to have a more diversified portfolio. But this would not necessarily be sustainable if there's not more diversity on the other side of the table. And that's also something we hear a lot about, that, you know, it's hard to find, you know, good people from the Black community to hire in the venture capital space. So we decided to create a fellowship program where we train Black professionals, you know, on VC, basically. And then eventually we hope that this will create, you know, a greater pipeline also on the employment side in the VC space. We started that in August. It's a nine-month education program. We're doing it in partnership with Future Capital in BC, in British Columbia, and with private education in Minnesota in the US. And we have been fortunate to be sponsored in this journey by BDC, RBC, and Fangate. Mm. So it's a good program. We're making sure that they have exposure to lived experience of a lot of VC funds, because in venture capital, you only learn by doing. Mm. and the more you're surrounded by the good people who have done a lot of deals, the faster your learning is.
Fantastic. Liz, I'm so excited by what you're doing, and I'm so grateful that you took the time to tell us about it today.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Thanks for your interest in what we're doing, and thanks for your support.
You're welcome. Liz Birkandavi is the co-founder of BKR Capital, a venture capital fund that invests in Black-led companies.